Shin, Kaf, Aleph, very end. Shin, Kaf, Aleph. The last Ramos is also Liklov, Shumu, B'tzalim, Shekolet, Paniach, the Alta Shar. Says the Yalacha Liklov. It's a borrower issue. We already spoke about this issue, whether it's borrower or not. Beis Yosef, Shema Yerushalmi, we had a whole pilpul. Whether Yerushalmi meant borrower, or maybe Yerushalmi meant dosh, maybe Yerushalmi meant nothing. That was our opening shiur, which is now more than 2 weeks ago, when we started learning about the peeling vegetables and fruits on Shabbos. All right? Let's take a look. Here in this long Bir Halacha, he quotes a Mamar Mordechai, one of the classical svarim that the time preceding the Mishnah Berurah. And he wants to know, the question is, why is it mutter to peel? After all, it's psalas mitokoch. Line 2, wide line 2. Geshadaktek. Kol is borer, even the outer. Because you're taking psalas umaniach ochel. And you can't do that. Venira, line 3. The cave and the Yavsha bin Yanacher, Vederach and Gilos of the Kach, or Mipki Psoz Mitov Ochel, She'eno El Alechel Atoch, the Kol Shul the Alta Shari, Lania Chaser, the Oda Melto Psoz, who said so? Mama Mordecha. So on a simple level, what it means is as follows. Look, if there are two alternatives, or both sides, two alternatives, what are the two alternatives? I can take Ochel Mitov Psoz Mitov Ochel. So then we're going to label Ochel B'tov Psolos as Derech Achila, and Psolos B'tov Ochel as Derech Breira. But what happens if there's only one alternative? Only one. There are no two alternatives. If there are no two alternatives, we'll be Mekil. Is that how you read it? That's how I read it. True confessions. That's how I read it. Until came along the Sefer, the Siv Chaim, and said to me, whoa, you forgot something else. Take a look at what both said in the Mishnah Berurah. Simon Shin Chof. Now, the new Ma'am Akoba is in case someone comes late or something, or I come late on Sunday. I don't know what's going to be the Via Habal of all kinds of predictions. So let me tell you right now the Ma'am Akoba is the Torah Shabbat Per. Please begin the 22nd Perek Chovis, the Mishnah Kuf Mem Gimel and the Beis, and get to the end of Kuf Mem Hey Amad Aleph. So basically it's 2 block Gemara. Do the Gemara Rashi. That's the first Maramakum. I hope there'll be real Maramakumas, but in case for some reason you get stuck on a desert island somewhere, your plane is canceled, or your lady can't get across the George Washington Bridge, wherever you happen to be, you have 2 block Gemara to learn, okay, Gemara Rashi, and then we'll hopefully, if you reach this place on Sunday morning, there'll be different, more expansive Maramakumas. So this one that should be left with. The next topic is Schita. But we have a lot to discuss today. We'll wait. I hope we'll finish. That's always Sunday. Let's go over here. So Shimon Shin Chav is our next Simon, all about Tzchit. That's what it reminded me. But look at Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nechav. Shin Chav, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nechav. What does it say? But I don't want to get involved in the difficulties right now and in the whole parasha right now. But just to give you a little bit of an understanding, in Simon Shin Chav, Sif Hey is a machloikus, it's quoted, not the first or last machloikus we're learning this year, but it's an important machloikus. We're not going into the details of the machloikus now, but just for the particular expression, which I think is very important for us to see right now. Fine? What's the discussion over here? The Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Omesh, who adin the Boser, Boser is unripe grapes, Shemuto the Softo the Sofa Oka, because if it's squeezed into a food, you ever learn that when you were in school? You want to put lemon, you can't put the lemon into the tea. What do you do? You put the lemon onto the water, onto the sugar. We'll get to that detail later. It's a halacha. That's what those 2 block are all about. Okay? Mutter. Rabbi Natan, Osem Beboser. Why? Says the Ramah, Hol Ben Aror Lechel. So therefore what? Chaf. Hainu. Mishnah Berurah, that's 4 lines on page 288 in the regular print. Mishum zehavi kaborer ochel b'tov psolos. Ki oson b'nei adam ha'ochlem also bot levaitan etzel kol adam. because this is unripe grapes. Why also mutter? Quite ochel betop solas lialter biat. It says beferish. But the ochel betop solas will talk also suda. But we should schit the leg and count the chemish of the ochel. Can cause all the Shabbos vatas. Good. But when Abraham says no, the hard the mutter sham. Look at this now. Mishum the ain there a brayer of yochel betop solas. Mash ain came bazeh. There a brayer also who hear the next 4 words. V'i'ev shabin yanacher. Oh my goodness. I always thought, from my earliest learning this sugya, I learned it many times, v'i'ev shabin yanacher is a svara l'kula. Because you have no alternative, because I always learned that how I always learned pshat in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, and not b'alach with the Mama Mordechai. Right? If there are two choices, you choose one over the other, we'll call it this one. There are brayers and there are achilah. But there's only one choice. Has to be mutter, but because there's only one choice, that is the only way to eat it. We're going to be charitable. Label it as derech achila. It's exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. It sounds like you're saying, the only time we're mekil, you have two choices, if you opt for the better choice, that's called derech achila. But if you don't have any choices, there's only one way to do it, then it's going to be prohibited. Achastira galuya. No, I never looked at this more than once. I never picked up on this one. So there's a stira guluya between the Bialacha and the Mishnah Aleph and the Mamma Mordechai, where Yav Shemin Yanachar is a svar to be lenient. And the Mishnah Berurah, Shinchav Chav, Baruch Avraham, it's a svar to be strict. Which one is it? I saw this kasha, I was, wow. You see, as many times as you learn a sugya, there's always new things. You know, when I learned Shinchav Aleph, I wasn't paying attention to shit. Who paid attention to this forsaken sif about unripe grapes? Well, we don't pay careful attention. But here's the Mogan Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. It's a contradiction. What a kasha, a bombshell kasha. On this basis, and I'll read it inside, because I have the sefer here. We have no screen today. I'll read it to you from here. In the Sif Chayim, he gives a new pshat, Rabbi Osai, in the Bialacha and the Shin Chafal, not the pshat that I always thought, a new pshat. Those want to look at those later on, if you can get it either in real life or somehow on a computer. It's page Mem Tes. A new pshat. We did this lunch in the kasha. We just saw in Mishnah Berurah Shin Chaf Chaf. Ha hepech agomer v'tirat be'alacha. The derech achila tzav shiva hara chiyuvis shepulasi tzuras achila. What's the pshat he asks? Is it that it has to be a positive indication that it's derech achila, or it shouldn't be a negative indication that it's derech breira? The difference between there's only one way. There's no indication. So the Bialacha Shin Chafal says, if no other way, it's mutter. And Shin Chaf says, no other way, it's aser. Hepech HaGomer, what's going on? What a kasha. See, it's like this. The Ramban says, it's on the Marma Kompas, but I can't show it to you now. Ramban says in Afayin Dalet, what's the pshat of Derech Achila? He writes as follows. We saw this already a few times on the screen. He quotes Tosfos. Let's open to the Tosfos and the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. This is our daf. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What did Tosfos say? On Divrei Maaseh Borer. The Shlomo, the last three narrow lines. The Hasa b'psolas meruba la'ochel. Havi ochel mitok psolas der breira. What is that? There's more psolas than ochel. You take the ochel, that's derech breira. You take the psolas, that's mutter. Can you imagine that? You take the psolas. Psolas. The Ramban said it's completely incorrect. It's wrong. Lo mistabra. The gabei Shabbos, the olam also liver of psolas on the ochel. Alf gabei tarvayo derech bore. They're both derech bore. Vehetera tarchina and visula tarchina. Uman did Torah be Sura Bira Psoles. Catch the words now. Havli Kibora La Otsar Sharein Dat Alecha Mashabir Levicha Kai. What does that mean? If you're not going to eat what you take in your hand, you can't call it Derech Achila. So therefore, you're peeling Shum Ubitzolim. You can't call that Derech Achila. No matter how hard you try, you know there's no other alternative. So what's Taka Pshat Nebi Alava? Nupshat. A Biarach, a holy Nupshat. And I read you the words. What's the key word? The most important word we said until now is the word Otsar. That's a Gemara for Reshus, right over here. It's called find out. Nasa Gevorah La'otzer B'chayav Chatzis. So the definition of Borer is what it was in the Mishkan. They had big piles of wheat with some pebbles in between. They pulled out the pebbles and they put the wheat into the altar, to the silo, where they gathered a lot of wheat. Oh. But when it comes to Shum and Botzel, what do? You take off the peels and put it into the silo. They get ruined. Once you peel a fruit or vegetable, you know what happens. It gets ruined much more quickly. So like this. Kilo shum batzel and dachlamas and otzer. Are they kilo? Shem is skalkalin. The kilufa buderach achilo mamish. L'chein mutter afilu psolos v'yochel. Tabi tik and machol. V'ein derech breira klal. Tikun amachol. Because ikra tikkun breira is l'otzer. And the Rabban just said the word otzer. So if it's not derech tikkun otzer, then even psolos tov ochel is shari li'alter. A nupshat. It's a nupshat. Rav Osa, I never would have dreamt this shot. Let's go back and see if we can fit into the words. Back when we started the shiur. Shinchav aleph, sif yutes, bi'alach liklof. Let's read the words again and see if we can somehow squeeze this pirish into these words. The third wide line on page 302 in the standard print. The Master Liklof. Venire. The cave and the Yevsha Beninacher. Vederach achilosa bekach. Lo mikri psolos mitov oko. She'enu ela lechol atoch. Lechol shul yal tashari. Avleniach osu lo'odem yochot opsolos. I thought until now that the fact that it's impossible any other way, by definition, that means it is derech achilah. No, he says. They're two separate statements. Number one, it's the Yavshim Yenacher, because it's just physically impossible. Otherwise. But that itself is not enough. A carrot. And Shimchav, Sifchav, he said that's a reason to answer it. So what does he add? The most important line is Derech Achila B'kach. And why is it Derech Achila, or Derech Achila So B'kach? So he explains why in words which are sort of between the lines, and not here explicitly. Right, the real reason is it's not considered the otzer. Seems to be a lot of creative reading of this bi'alacha, to put it mildly. But otherwise, if you don't hold from this creative read, you run into trouble that this is going to be exactly against what he says in Shin Chav, Os and Sivkan Chav. Let's go further than that. Abosai and Simon Shin Yutes Sif. Aleph, at the very beginning. Second. It says over here in the Ramah. Mut liver hayarek hashakor and shlatin. That means salad, means lettuce. Min ha'olim hamu poshim shavo. You can remove the bad leaves. Says the bi'alacha min ha'olim hamu poshim. Ba'ofen breira izu yeshkiluk. The name olim mufradim yavolo hatovim. Kenech hamu poshim. Kmo shekasu amogan avram. Alim klochim don chazeres she'olim hamu yachutz. Hem hamu poshim. The outside ones are the ones, usually the ones that are ruined. As Yasir Motsa Abu Pashim, you have no choice but to take the bad ones out. The Havalei Kemeser Aklipa Lechol Atoch. It's like removing the outside in order to eat the inside. Okay? So what does that mean? What does that mean? So he explains, Oz Lav Derech Reira, and he adds three words. Rock the Tanked Hamako. Baruch Hashem. These three words give the Nesiv Chaim three legs to stand on. Because if you ask me my pshat, what do the Tanked Hamako? That sounds an irrelevancy. He said it's impossible otherwise. No. You look carefully over here, and after all, he's making reference here to what he says in the Shinchav Aleph of Klipa. And he has three critical words. Rak l'taken hamacho. Rak l'taken hamacho. Okay? That's very, very, very important. Okay, keep this in mind. A nupshat in the Bialach, which I never understood it properly into my whole life. I think this is the correct interpretation. Okay? Fine. Now, Bosai. What about Min Echod? You may recall when it comes to Min Echod, we had a big kasha that the Taz asked against the Trumas Hadesh was not the Min Echod. That's found over here on both sides. Min Echod is a major leniency. It's found in the Siman Shin Yud Tes Sif Gimel. Which is that Min Echod is no problem of Breira. The Taz asked, why not? The Tikkun HaMacho. Who cares if it's Min Echod? That's the kasha. So once again, the Nesiv Chaim has his own kasha, which I didn't think of earlier. He says like this: Meleches Borer Shaycher Akshiyesh Tarobis. This we know. So he says, Psalas and Ochel is a Tarobis. Fine. Shnei Minim is a Tarobis. Fine. If you don't want one of them. But, Rabbi Osai, Min Echod, Rabbi Osai. What is considered Min Echod? We say, there's no Tarobis. Part of it is a little bit rotten. That's the case we're discussing over here. The outside leaves are rotten. Doesn't make a difference. It's not called Shnei Minin. There's no Tarobis. There's no Tarobis. Alpha P shows a Tikkun Gadol. There's no Malacha to begin with. Nothing starts. A very nice shot. Answers the Taz's Kash. Now. Oh. That's Pshar Bosai. In the halacha, we spoke about already, take a look at this quickly, Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud Dalet, you already saw this yesterday, the day before, based on the Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, V'la'at Mutu Laras B'nachas Mikli L'chavero, except that what? When the stream stops and the little droplets come out, you have to stop. So why is it permissible to pour out the stream? Why? He explains over here, but exactly the same reason. Exactly the same reason. What does that mean? It's all Min Echot. This is on page Nunhei, I'm reading to you. Now we have Frodas Ochel Me Ochel. It's not called Brer. Av Shetikin Ay Nezeh. Doesn't mean there's some kind of a tikkun. Who cares? No Tarovis. Av Kan. It's a nupshat in this din, a nupshat. Even the Taz will be moda to this, and that's why he says you'll have to take out a fly with some mashka for the same thing. This he has a taina. I wish I'd love to show you against the Shmir Shabbos Gilchos. We spent a long time in this question. We had about machloekas. We thought that we did the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. Can you take the psoles out with a little bit of extra ochel? So we thought the Mishnah Berurah said yes. The Chazanish said no. You write something, the Shmir Shabbos is presented exactly that way. Well, it hasn't been looked inside. Perek Gimel, Sif, Yud Gimel. Yeshem Atirim Lahosir Esa Agot, the bones of the fish. Yachad Ima'at Bibosar Adav Efeh, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Yeshem Achmir, that's the Chazanish. He says, wait a minute. He says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shmir Shabbos, misrepresented the view of the Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish asked the Kasha, why is this mutter? It should really be usher. Terence says no. The Bialacha doesn't say, take a look at Bialacha Rabosai, which is the source. Where did Shmir Shabbos get it from? Shin Yotez Dalet, the Masna Mitok. Take a look. That's his source. The Masna Mitok. Take a look, please. Sof. End of Mitoch. Please look. This is the source. You may remember this, that when the we read the Chazish on the screen, it's Poshit the Mishnah Brura. You can take off a little bit extra, and then the Ayal Mishnah says, where is it Poshit? What did he say? He never said it's Beferish. He has one place, two place, a third place. Now we're going to deny the whole thing. Watch this. So the end of Mitoch is found on the next page over here, all the way on page Kuf Mem Aleph, after the end of a very long paragraph. What does he say? The very last few lines. Yimtzos mepiv ma'at. No, before that. He says, Aliyita. What does he say? He says, calls about Tzomos Sheyesh Aleihem Basar. So, Tzomos Sheyesh Aleihem Basar, then we give you somewhat more Megill. But if there's no Basar, there's a problem of Solos Mitovot. Fine? If not, you just take a little bit extra. Motzeis, etc. The Pashup shot in this is that what? If there's a little bit extra Basar, then it's not a problem of Borer at all. That's a simple read. He says, no. If you look carefully in this entire discussion of this Bialach, he never quotes that Taz. The Taz is the one who said, you take out a fly, no good, take out a fly with some of the Mashkin. So he should have quoted it over here too. If in fact this is based on that Taz, the Bialach should have quoted it. Namely, if you take out the Solas with a little bit of extra Mashkin, a little bit of extra ochel, okay, he never quoted that. This whole is a pretty long piece. So he never quoted the Taz, which is the supposed source for this din. Never quoted it once. Hallo Dover. The answer is Rabosai. He's not basing himself on the Taz at all. You know what he's basing himself on? The Amshe Shlomo. He quotes it at great length. If you recall, what's Malan Avram, Tav Kuf Yud, Yamshel Shlomo, what did he say? If they're diametrically posan, min echadu, v'ein shem solas olam. That's all. He's only making, in this case, which min echad. The meat with the bone, the fish with the bone, the nut with the shell, all that's min echad. That's the famous Yamshel Shlomo. If it's a fly, and you consider it to be retirovas, you take a little bit extra soup. He's not discussing that over here. No, that's not one goof. No. Therefore, he wants a paskin. It's prohibited, even according to the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa, to take off solas with a little extra ochre. The only time he's megil is by Atzamos, Yamshel Shlomo. So therefore, when the Shemir Shabbos presents this here in Paragimel, he presented it in an incorrect fashion. So he claims. He's over here. He says, implies, as long as you take a little bit extra ochre, it's okay. He's saying, no, it's not true. Even the Mishnah Berurah never meant to be make all that good. That's a chiddush go. Also something new I never thought of before. Fine. A couple of more haras from this beautiful sefer before we go move on. Which is I wanted to show it to you, but you have to take it as Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. It goes by Brera Biyodo. We spoke about Brera Biyodo. He wants to know, so Biyad is okay, and a Kli of Yichayim. You need a Kli of Miyuchad the Brera. Not Bukvara. Okay. Or perhaps not. And he based himself on a Rashi. I can't even show the Rashi now. We have nothing. Nine Barlan, zero. Okay, I feel bad. Rashi writes in Beit Yudbeis and Midbeis, She'ein derech lasis bekelim alalu ela harbe. When the Mirzi command of it, the Tzorech Mochor. he wants to say that the kind of a kli that's really a problem, like Napa Kvara, is only something which is used in great volume, and therefore it's used presumably for tomorrow, that's considered to be a derech borer, and it's aser. Whatever is going to be used for more immediate use, that kind of a kli wouldn't matter. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Kli letzorach miyadi is not a problem. It's not a problem. Keep this in mind. This has relevance to a knife, relevant even to a peeler that we often use for immediate use, as we spoke about already before. Oh. Since I have no svarim to show you, one thing I do have. Look in Bialacha Shin Chav Aleph Sif Yud Beis. I don't want to get me from the outside, but that's the only way to do it now. Shin Chav Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Shin Chav Aleph Rav Ozi is about Tochen. Now Tochen is after, after we finish Shechita, we'll come to Tochen. That's already the, not even in the on-deck circle yet. But there is a connection that I told you between these two melachos we saw already yesterday in the Beis Yosef and the Shibboleth HaLeket. Let's just take a look over here. One little line. The last line in the Ramah is L'ochla miyadis shari. Midi dahavi abor me'l'ochla miyadis shari. Chumas HaRashba. And the Ran, amazing Ran and Rashba, same as L'alta works for Borer, should work for Tochein as well. Says the Hale of Bir Alocha, Midi dahavi abor l'chora. Hello, God. But bora lo itiru ki in biyod, velo bekli. Dios chashet bora bechol gavni. Okay, and hayolano lesa ben yonenu kshemachata bekli ki in mefar biyad. If the whole precedent for the heter of the altar by tochen is borer, and when it comes to bora only with the biyad, you should be able to use your hand to crush things, but not a kli. What a great kash. Ein berivosh, shemora sham gam ken bezeh. Yes, it's kasha. Why? It's the free regarding. Just like by Borer. Derech achilahu shabora biyado lechol yalter. Hokanavi binyaneinu. Derech achilahu afiluk shemechatev besakin lechol yalter. The derech achilahu besakin. Ilok shemechatev bekliyam yucheres etchina. Goligro gvina al rib eisen. What's a rib eisen? Goes in a pumpia. What's a pumpia? Modern Hebrew?
A grater.
That's correct. A grater. So he says over here, it's not so much a function whether using your hands or using a kli. It depends what it's normally used for immediate use. That's the Pashup Shabbos, the Rashi Masechta, the Masechta Beitza. And the Lashon over here in the Rivash, if you look it up, the Rivash says, that the kli amiyuchad litchina zu is like napa kvar. Tchina zu. What do you mean? Liachazman. Tchina zu. That's how I understood it. Liachazman, as opposed to a peel that's used for immediate use. That's what I thought. Now our final point from the beautiful sefer. We go back to Shin Yud Tes of Gimel. We had a discussion a while ago. It's going to be a good chazara on this whole Indian. We move to other Inyanim, which are pre-schita yet. In Shin Yud Tes of Gimel, the very first word is Hayu. Hayu lefano shnei minyo. Says the Bialacha. Look inside, page 278. Pri megadim mistapek. In Bira Minecha Mechavero, Vedatal and Yach Shnei Leachazman, Im Shag Mazabrera. Hey, Ochel Ve Psolis. I ain't sure. Says if you're Lachel, he is Daiti, Nira, Poshi, Lash on the Rambam, the Svirle, Tabrera, Mashabore, Minecha Mechavero, by the Zekel Min Bifne Atzmo, Ze Etzim Amalach, that itself is the Malacha. Oh, the Rambam, the Ferish. Says in the Sibchayim, wait a second, not so fast. This may depend on another shayla. It's page Samach, the Sefer. Before we put this Sefer away, we have to just try to do this one more thing. What is Borer? Take a look again in the Bialacha, right here, same sif, the Ramasal Lechel, again a Chazar. Yeshua's Yaakov Hiksha, Hikim Lechel's Borer. Why you chayov? Melacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa. Who asked this Kasha before? Remember? The Balamor. Remember the Balamor? I'm saying something. Balamor asked this Kasha. Huh. So what did Balamor, what did he say? What did he say? He says, well, let's look at the Balamor. This is on the Makarot sheet. Let's look at the Balamor. I forgot what page it's on. Hold on. Balamor. Page Lama Zayin of a Beis or page Kuvav. Open your Balamor, please. Read it together. Says the Balamor like this. Zel Bira Dover. Kol Shloshim Etesha Malavas Shu Hoi Connected with Mishkan. Kula Noyavam Tsarach Lagufa. Chutz. When a Zorah of our Borah Shu Zorah Amotz. When a Goren of Borah Atzorz. When a Gri. Zel Ika Malachton. Litchos Amotz Atzorz. When Chai Valeh Val Kol Tola Shabahen. Avasham Malavas. Ika Nisarach Gufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Malachos kulan shem shachayalim tzorach gufon, shachayalim tzorach gufon, kozman shemetaken v'lo mekalk. That's the Balamor. What does it mean? What are the words? I'll give you his pshat. Quotes the Balamor. It's the following interpretation of what he says. Kol malachos yalfinam in mishkan, uborer kach tzuras hamalachah b'mishkan, shemeisir apsolos tzorach tikkun ha'ochel. Uve malachas uneschadish shekach suras hamalach. The definition of tzricha legufa is the gufa which needed the mishkan. It did the mishkan this way. That's where it comes from. Who holds this way, Rabbi Osai? Tosfos tzadi dalet amud aleph. That is a very long tosfos. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Give a look for a second. Tosfos tzadi dalet amud aleph. Just for a second. So we're not going to really learn, but just a little bit, get a taste. Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Huge Tosfos. That's a Shimon quote there. Let's do the first line together, one line. You know what they read? The Malacha Shein Tzir Lagufa Kari She'osa Malacha V'ein Tzorech Lo'osa Tzorech Ke'ein Shein Tzrich Lava Mishkan. It's a brand new din. All depend upon the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, that's it, they did borrow in the Mishkan, they took away the pebbles to use the grain. But by definition, that's called Tzara Lagufa, because that's what he did in the Mishkan. That's what he understands. The Ramban says no. Tzara Lagufa is derived from Melechus Machshavos. It's a general din. Melechus Machshavos. What about Borer? We saw the Rabban inside a few times. Hafrada. Malachas Hafrada makes no difference whatsoever, Rabbo Sai, to the Ramban. Whether you want this or you want that. Who cares? Then with the Ramban paskins, Rabbo Sai, that if someone takes a haircut on Shabbos, he is Chayav, the Doraisa. Needs the hair. In the Mishkan, they needed the wool. He needs his hair, it goes in the garbage. Doesn't matter. Melechas Hafrod. But Tosis doesn't go there. Look at Tosis. Just turn one page. Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. Avo. Tosis says. Avo B'kiri Masal Chayev. Dibra Kol Chayev. Hainak Reb Yehuda. Dibra Chayev B'melech HaShen Etzricha L'gufa. So if you're taking, you're cutting off your hair or your fingernails, you only chayav going to Rabbi Yehuda against the Ramban. So it's Lishita, so he says, holds like the Balamor. The Melechas Machshavos is derived from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, they needed the wool, we don't need the hair. But the Ramban Lishita, so Ramban says, no, don't do it directly with Mishkan. It's Melechas Machshavos. It has to be some kind of a positive thing. What's positive about Borer? The answer is Hafrada. What's Hafrada? Make it what you want. Here, two makes no difference. That's what he says. My nafkamina, look what he says, a chap. Our case. You separated one from the other, and you can use both of them later on. What, both of them later on? According to Tosfos, the Baal HaMoreh said you would be potter. But the Prima Gaon suggested. It's not like the Mishkan. Not like the Mishkan. Then it took psalms for Tochokel. Here, Haman, I have psalms. So it's answering the Gufa. According to the Ramban, you'd be chayav on the Etzem Afrod. The Ramban seems to say that way. The Ramban seems to say, based on the Tosefta, I can't show you the Tosefta, Perek Yud Zayin, Halach Avav. Let's show what I can show you. Ramban is on the Kuf Mem Gimel of his base. So it says Perek Yud Zayin, Halach Avav, page Mem Vav. What does it say? Bodak Eilu B'fnei Atzmo. Bel B'fnei Atzmo. Harei Zachayim. What do you mean? What do the words mean? You separate them. That's called Borer. The Mailer on both sides. This is the case. Then the Sivchayim wants to shlug up the Be'alokh is right. But right from the Rambam, that the Prima Gaon is wrong. That Psolas, that if you're having both of them later on, you're going to be Chayim. So he has a Chap. Rabba Shittoso! Rabba was a Malacha Shein Netzrich HaLeguf is Chayim! So Malacha Shein Netzrich HaLeguf is Chayim. So then everything flows from there. We pass in your potter. Well, there's going to be a problem. The Mechava quotes the Rabba. And the Mechava seems to say, that we always assume that we pass in Malacha of Netzrich HaLeguf is potter. Where does it say that? Over the Shin Te Zayin. Mishdebru Olam Adalot, just to show you inside where it says that. The last two words on the page, in Kuf Chafes, what if a person traps something, he doesn't really need it? Potter. Ula Rambam Chayev, Olam Adalot, Afilu Shlo Tzorach, Kol Shem Tzkav Le Melocha, Yisvile, Melocha Shem Tzricha Le Gufa Chayev Olea, Verov HaPoskim, Poskim with Az Rishona, the Potter Mechanis, why? That's not so simple, Lechus Machshevus. That's a Gemara, Chayigad Avyud. But our Torah seems to be against that Gemara. Not for now. Also, Mr. Rabbanon. That's what he says. Okay, this is what we're going to discuss now. Okay. Now, Rabbosai, part one of today's shiur is done. We go to part two, which is fundamentally Dosh. We started the very beginning, 2 weeks ago, and this, what's the difference between Dosh and Borer? Okay, we spent a bit of time on Dosh and Borer. What's the difference between one and the other? We have to go back to it in conclusion of the sugya and discuss some Dosh in Yonim as well. Rabbosai, the Chloshn of the Chayonim is when you peel fruits, he says, Ein Doshin also. What does that mean? So I have this beautiful sefer called the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, which I wanted to show you, but can't do that right now. I can show you, but I can't show you on the screen today. We have a very interesting pshat in those words. I wouldn't have said that way. It is a very thick volume. It's volume number one of this Indian. It includes before we get to the Maftechas, we're talking about you have 762 pages. A big volume. Okay. If you can get it, the strong cell, I got it last year, the strong cell. I got it because the other strong are great, but this is also a fantastic series. So here he has a pshat in the words of the Chai Adam, page Tuf Reish Lamed Beis. Ooh. What's pshat? He thinks the pshat is what we quoted a long time ago from the Shem Chadosh, that Dosh don't have to use pressure. If you use pressure, that's considered to be Dosh. No pressure, it's called mafshit. Right? You're peeling something, you're like flaying. That's only also by or you can flay an animal, otherwise not. That's how it's pshat in the very fascinating language of the Ran. And here we come to the sugya, which we glossed over when we started the Gemara, to come back to it at some length now. That's the opening line of the Ma'amar Kodesh, Rav Osai. I ask you to start from the sugya, I am giving them advice before Borer proper. Let's chaz the Gemara again. Look carefully, it's very, very important Gemara, which we never really discussed. Omer HaPapa. 10 lines up. Ahiman shot a piece of the dikla of Atar Tamri. He threw a mud ball at a date tree. knock out the dates, chayv shayin. Achas mishum tolish, v'achas mishum mefarek. Chayv twice. Rashi says no. Ein derech klisha b'kach, v'ein derech prika b'kach. Okay? That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Let's read Rashi, three Tosfos, and read the Ram. We did this a long time ago, I'm sure we forgot it during 2 weeks. The Shana piece of the Dikla, Zarat pieces were governed the Dekel. At the time, we last narrow line, Heshit tomorrow. Tolish told the culture. Mefarek told the Dash. Look at the words now. Mefarek Tvua Mishivalel. Pashat Porat Menachamor. We read, Parts of Mishpatin. Discharge Belaz. The French version. Discharge. Taf Zeh Mefarek Hatmarin Min Hamach Bedos. What does that mean? What's a machbeda, Rav Osa? What did it say?
Shoot.
Branch, a shoot, or something along those lines. And you're discharging the dates from the branch or shoot. And the shubit b'kach. Either is rika el o b'yado, but leave the tosh b'lach b'yado u'pot. Fine. Tosis. One Tosis. Avarish mefarik. Ein nira l'ri. Kama shemefarish Rashi. Shemefarik o ilon mimasom en aperet sholom. What does it mean? He is discharging, he phrases it somewhat differently. He's discharging the tree from its, can I use expression? From its cargo, from its load. That's what Rashi said, right? Rashi didn't phrase it as elegantly as Tosis did, but same thing. Elarat, Rabbein Shmuel. Yeshal ha-tumorim klipo el-yona u'kshomakem b'tumorim mefarek es ha-klipo min ha-tumorim ha-vikim odosh shemefarek es ha-tumorim min ha-shibos. It's a great chat, only one problem. It doesn't exist. Who has ever seen dates grow in his life? Have you ever seen a peel on the outside of the grape? You did? No, what do I know? I live in New York. But all the poskim say it doesn't exist. I'm a shalacha. The poskim say this time it doesn't exist. What klipa yona? There is no klipa yona tomorrow. The date grows, it grows. There's nothing there. It's a serious problem. But tell us living in the world of halacha, there's something there. When you knock the tomorrow, what do? This klipa yona falls off. Then it's tati right. Then it's like dosh, like getting rid of the peel from the grain. The promise doesn't exist. But if it would exist, it'd be a great shot. Having said all this, turn to the Ran, and then we have to analyze all this. Turn to the Ran, Rabosai. The Ran, on this dot. Should be on the Makoros too. Lamed Aleph on the base, or pay tes. And then going over to the next page. Okay. Omar Papar Abosai quotes the Gemara Pirish Rashi Mefarek Tmarim Min HaDekel Alone Hero Diachi My area Tmarim. Why'd you pick only Tmarim? Both serve a gold there, Mosek Viora, none of the Chayav Tarti. It refers to all other kinds of fruits. Could be olives, could be figs. Eladavka b'tumara muzah b'chayav tarti. Why? Why? He didn't say because it's an outer peel. What did he say? Lefi, shein be'ilon kein eshkol. Translated an eshkol. What's an eshkol? Cluster. Uksha'ochel nitlash min ha'ilon chayav mishim tolish. When it falls off the tree, it's tolish, fine. Uksha'nechbat b'karka. You threw the mud ball. The whole cluster hits the ground. And then the dates fall off the cluster, whatever it may be. That is called mefarek. Atkan, the words of the Ran. That's the Ran said. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are the words mean? The key word, he claims, in this Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos v'Shabbat, is Nechbat. What does Nechbat mean? It's a Chavata. No?
Beating.
Beating. A beating. He has it in bold. Ukshenech, page Tafra Islam is given. Ukshenechbat Bekarka. What did he answer the question? Grapes also have clusters. What did he answer? Here's the answer. Shenechbat Bekarka. Who cares for how God works? Rak Mechavata Bekarka Medisha. Shezel derachdisha shechoved or eshkol b'maklos u'behemus v'chadoma. L'hoster anafim v'gvolim zel malach hasdisha. It has to have pressure, Rav Osai. Pressure. No pressure, no dosh. Baruch shekivanti. I don't know if this tape was written fairly recently. When he wrote it, I shouldn't say when he printed it, this is fairly recent. Tov Shin Samach Tes. That's 5 years ago, max. So I have here a piece in this Sefer. Came out a few years before that. Okay. It was written much before that. I also had the same question. I think I gave the same answer. So I saw this answer. I said, whoa, this sounds familiar. Let's see if I can find it. Dosh. What's dash? What was here? Please. Oh, I found it. Page Kuf Lamed in the Sefer. This I can't show you. It's maybe on the screen somewhere. Someone told me it's on the screen. But anyway, read what it says. Oh. Watch this. We said before the Shem Chodosh, Rak Sheyesh Lachatz, I use the word pressure, Ala Ochel Apsolos B'yachat. I say that it's Frodom Zemizeh, Disha Schitin, that's Dosh. Mole and Melitos, which we're supposed to get to today also. I don't have a lot of time. Therefore, there's an Isak Shemapil tomorrow, Machbedos, Me'ailam. Benoflin, the Oritz, and in front of us, and Mizayah, the Halakat, Shon the Field of Oritz. See, I wasn't smart enough to quote the bold, the word of the Ran, Nechbat. I learned from him. I missed my Ryan. The Bain in Makale and Bikli, Ubain Shehem Makamal Oritz. Either way, it's lachas from Rafina Zemizeh. But tole shanovim, no tomorrow me'eshkol, shemoshech ha'pri b'fnei atzmo, kevan shein lachas mufo de alcho b'salz v'yachab, ein bo yisur disha klal. Baruch shekivanti. Oh, he was mechal, I don't know who said it first. But he's better than me, because he had the right of the word nechbat from the Ram, which I didn't quote. So if you have the same on page Kuf Lamed, you can take a pen, and say, look at the Ram, this is the word nechbat. And in the Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he makes a big deal out of it. Okay? Gevaldik. So this, I think, is a very nice way to explain what's unique about this particular violation. Let's go a little bit further. A little further.
What about the Gemara that we had in Ayin Dalet?
Yeah.
The story that Kiyosar of Dimen.
That is Borer, not Dosh. Borer does not require any pressure, for sure not. They used to take the pebbles.
No, but he threw it so that they would separate themselves and he would be able to pick.
Right, but that's Borer. That's how he said Borer. He just threw it. Oh. I got scared for a minute. So I realized, I think that it's not the pshat. And I really, I wanted to show one I don't have with me. I was counting on the screen. Okay, I'm sorry. Here he said something which got me so scared at first. I'll read it to you. I'll read you the words. Then I'll explain to you what I think was not really a problem. He says as follows. Gam bananot ein leforek me'ayeshko la'ova shetliyosko. I look at what? You know, when you go to the store and buy bananas, how do they come? They come, you know, six in a bunch. So I read it to say, you can't take the banana off the bunch on Shabbos. What? People have bananas with the cereal, and they take the banana off a bunch on Shabbos all the time. It's very shalala. Who do you quote? Shemati me'agrishal yashiv. Valt. Shereiderach ha-bananos, lefarak l'mach echad, samach l'achila, v'nevi'in eshkol samach l'achila, rakodem achila, haderach lefarak l'atzniyam k'amanas l'mochar, and therefore, it's a problem. I got so scared. Gavalt. What does that mean? What do you think? Then I found the Oracle Shabbos. He quotes over Yashav also. Page Kuf Tzadi. I don't have it in front of me. He says, yes, it's also to take the bananas from what he calls over there, the Geza Ove Shekein Nimkoros La'chanuyos. But the Hafrodah Zemi Zeba Bayis is mutter. But I think that means is as follows. I don't know if it's bananas. Isn't that when they sell to the store, that's like a huge... Have you ever seen bananas on a tree? Probably, I'm just guessing for what he... I'm not a monkey, but I'm just guessing for what he has over in the safer. And they come... They go on the internet. That doesn't work, no?
Yeah,
no bananas.
Technically, it's a large berry.
Leave out berries. But the bananas grow... Okay. But they grow on some very big, you know, I don't want to call it a branch, 100 bananas, maybe not come in one shot. And instead they sell it to the fruit stores. Yeah. And the fruit store takes it, and they divide it to groups of six, and they sell it to 10. And they sell it to the customers. So the way I understood, Rabbi Yashiv only answered, removing it for the huge thing. But to take it off a cluster of 5 or 10, that you'd normally do in the house, Rabbi Yashiv never answered that. So that gave me comfort after I got an initial scare. Oh. But now we come to a very fascinating question. Rabosai, is there or is there not dosh in a situation which does not resemble the original Av Malacha insofar as the item is not surrounded? Kodesh Baruch Hu created grain, the kernel is surrounded by chaff. Surrounded on all sides. Can it be dush if it does not meet that criteria? That's an open question. At first glance, you may argue, it's about Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, they had to create out of there, where they got it from, there's some kind of a film on the top of the dates. Now we understand why it's dush. Whereas Rashi seems to say it's dush even without that. But it's a steer in Rashi. The steer in Rashi I spoke about also in my sefer. He has the same kasha. Look in Rashi, Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. Give a look. Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. Rashi says Mefarek. Come on, Mefarek Masui. About the halfway out of the little narrow lines, a little less. Mefarek Masui, discharge a burden. Shaporeg Ochel Mimako, here's the key word. Sheniskasebo told us. What does niskase mean? Covered. See, from Rashi Tzadeheim, and Alpha's only going to be considered dush when it's covered. But Rashi Naf Ayin Gimel and Bey seems to say there can be a dush even if it is not covered, Rabosai. Seems to be a stira. See, it has a beautiful pshat which is better than mine. I'm the first to admit, when I see a better pshat on my own, I try to be very happy to say that I think my pshat is not as good as the next pshat. He has a pshat, I think, is emes lamita. Emes lamita. I think it answers many kashas. I'm reading it to you from his sefer, on page Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet and Hey. That's what you'll find. Watch this. I think it's emes. Das Rashi Tzarachim. Is there dash without a covering or is there not? Tzadi Hey says no, and I invalid, and I Gimli says yes. And then Libat Tzadi Hey. He quotes a Rashi, and I invalid. Whoa, I invalid, that's how it is. I invalid, I'm an Aleph, what does Rashi say? Look carefully, this second Rashi. Lich Shevnami Kote, Shchitim and Machteshes, Lahasir Kliposan, Dahavi. The mikdash was some amonim. Lavishim the dam of the dosh lo chashula. The namid mifrigi malbushu. Rabbi also a malbush. Are you wearing a malbush, guys? Are you wearing a malbush? The malbush covers you. That's what malbush means. It covers you. Get an impression from this Rashi. Dosh means it covers you. Whereas here Rashi seems to be saying that no, I'm dealing with veins. If it's considered to be mifarik, told of the dosh, there's no covering over here. Mifarik. What's covering? Heisher tomorrow is done. What? The farik throm and machbedos. What's covering what? I love his terrors. I love it. Let me tell you what his terrors is. His number one, Rashi seems to say the real pshat of Rashi is shemefarik la'ilah nimaso. That's correct. The Rashi we have is not doesn't phrase it as well as Tosus does. Mefarek ilim imaso. What that means, he says, you're not going to believe it. The answer is because you are taking the covering off the tree. What is covering the tree? The dates. What a beautiful shot. Much better than my shot. The dates are covering the tree. Meridik. And Haperos kalabi ha'ila, the fruits to the tree. Hey masa ligabov, lashet porg ben hachamor. It's a masa on the chamor. Now, the masa doesn't surround the chamor completely, but the same word porik mefarik would apply. Mefarik is page tarla. Ha'ila mi masa ben haperos shalav. Mefarek at tomorrow mishmol kemasim and adekel, meyridik nimsh adirabo lo ha'ilan who klipa leperis el aperis and kisu klipa leilan shen kemasim gabe ilan meyridik. Wow, what a pshat. Lo madaf ke tomorrow, durant kasha, why not all other fruits? Olives, grapes, the figs, the works. Look at the answers. Ki machbedos hatmarim, kvedim ma'od. The word machbeda means covering, heavy. Agab kemas ilan. Lezech hashivi kein malbush ilan shem mechasim oso. Mash enken sharperis, shekol onof yesh lo priyachot. I'm not a botanist. He says every other trees, every branch has one fruit. Ve'eno kovid kokak, it's not so heavy. Lo choshiv kemasa umal bosh ilan v'zeh borur. What a pshat. At the botany I can't vouch for, but the pshat I hold is meridik. And I learned this Gemara many times, and I have other tirutzim I'll try to share with you a little bit, but once I tell you his pshat, I think his teretz is the best. And it's meduyik. I like this pshat. Yitaka need a covering in Russian. Amal bosh. But my clothes don't cover, my face is showing. It's covering, so it's covering 20%. It's considered a covering, it's considered a burden, a masa. That's why he suggests, I mean, it's amazing Kiddush, that it's only, that's Meduk. What did Taisa say? What did he say? Shebefare ko'ila mimaso ben apeir sholom. That's exactly what he's saying. You are discharging the tree from its burden, namely the fruit. So he says it only applies to the dates, which are very heavy, mach bedos, lashon kovei. That's what he says. Go check the facts out, but I think it's meridik. The meridik of Shah. That's what I think. Oh. So before putting this sefer away, I want to tell you one more thing he says, and then we'll go back to some other things. We spoke about peanuts. Peanuts. I have to wait till Sunday. I will say, we'll try to start sleep on Sunday, but I left so much over for today, we'll have to, you know, we have other things to take care of before we get to the schizophrenic part. But we spoke about peanuts. And we said that since today most peanuts are pre-shelled, it should be a problem. He says, no, it's not a problem at all. Why? He says, the very definition, we said this before, the very definition of dash is many at a time. That is dash. That's you take a pile of grain, you go bang, many at a time. Because that's shot in the ties with respect to kidney ups. And he says, the Isus we call tikkun apri. Tikkun apri. But not if it's just to make it easier for you to eat. Take off the peanut, not just fixing it up. Just making it easier to eat. Perhaps. Perhaps what he means that we spoke about a long time ago. It's only if it's a prep for another malach. That ha-ha-ha-ha-gol s'varas of the tour. Adkan Rabbo said this beautiful sefer. But we put this away for the moment. Now, I want to talk about a few other items which I have here in my own table, which I have in front of me. I've still left, I owe you some things, both from here and from a little bit from the Orach HaShabbos, some of it is actually even quoted here. And then after we finish those in Yonah, we can start Tzchito. I guess in the middle of Shir, Sunday on Sunday, we'll start to do Kalafuina. Okay, so let me just give you a few highlights of what I have over here, and we'll do what we can. Rabosai, there is a very important sugya, which the Rav quotes over here. I can't show it to you on the screen. I can show it to you in the Rach. Rabbeinu Chanan. We'll see a little bit here. Rabosai, there's a sugya in the Sefer Beitza. Take a look over here. Look in the Rabbeinu Chanan, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalim at Beitz. K'inyan Zeh, Garcinim, it's the Gemara B'yomtev, Yonim at Beitz, at Perek Aleph, Yid Gimel at Beitz. Now, Nosam, it's on the Marma Tomas. Ha Mekalev Sorin Mekalev Achas Achas Al Yad V'yochel V'kilev V'nozim V'solcheik O Chayev Omer Abelozah V'chein L'Shabbos He's talking about Maisi Pes L'Shabbos too V'rab Mekalev L'Kasi Kasi Rav Chia Mekalev L'Kasi Kasi Al Yitmer Al Tzeba Yitmer Hamol Al Melilo Shul Chitin Menapech Al Yad Al Yad V'yochel V'mnefech V'dal S'solcheik O Chayev V'yodor Ala Chayev V'chein L'Shabbos My timer Malachas Machshemes comes from Torah. Vayla Malachas Machshemesi. Bloka Machavim and Malacha El Achila Bilvat. What does that mean? We suggested a long time ago, maybe it means it's the final step. There's no further future process. That was that expression which we, the horror in the bottom of the Torah said. Keep this in mind. So this halacha Rabosai is found in the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the Rambam Kamos as well. In our Simon Shin Yotes. We skipped over it completely until now. You see a few highlights. We can't see the whole sugya. Shin Yud Tes Rabosai in Sif Vav and Zayin. We skipped over them completely. We didn't even open them. Let's just see a little bit now. And Molin Melilos Ela Molel Bashinu Mat Barosh Yetz Ba'Oso. Who said so? In the song it says Beit Yud Beis Uveshabbos Kuf Chav Ches. So let's take a look. So we have Shabbos in front of us. Let's take a look at Shabbos Kuf Kaf Ches. I showed you this once before a little bit. Shabbos Kuf Kaf Ches. Take a look. Shabbos Kuf Kaf Ches. Omer Aleph. We're going to talk about an important matter. The wide lines, wide line number 8. He says, "Umolel v'yochel, ubelvach lo yimel v'kli harbe." Did Rabbi Yehuda? Chavim omrim, no. Molel v'roshetz v'osa v'ochel, ubelvach lo yimel v'yodo harbe k'derash osa v'chol. What does molel mean? Roll. You can roll like this with your hand, or you can roll with your fingertips. Okay? So according to what you pass on the halacha, only your fingertips, and not using your hand a lot, because that's derech shu'osa b'chol. That's a derech shu'osa b'chol. Okay, keep that in mind. Derech shu'osa b'chol. Now, let me second. Fine. So Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Let's take a look inside. Siva. And Mola Melilas Ela Mola Bashini Ma'at Barash Yesh Ba'oso. We just come up for Shigamara. Shabbos Kuf Kof Kes. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Put three together. And Mola Melilu Shemola La Shibolam Kada Farak Adagam Bitofen. Also the Pnei. Shenire Kiddush. Who said so? Nire Kiddush. Shara Tzion Yudah. Rashi bends to your bends and bends on the Makaros. To the Masal Molin. To Sfile the Rak with the Rabbonim. How do you know? Who Mistab with the Ochachoso. The Lav, Hochi, if it wouldn't be a purely near Kadosh. Lo Hoya Matir and Beyontiv. Period. Well, if you mad the Masid Besof Asuga Tafai the Shinui, Shuvain Raya. Maybe it's for the Yonatan Solid Shinui. I am Shabbos, I am dealing with Bez B'Gemara. Tana HaDosh HaMenapet HaMenapet. Chayek. Pirish HaMenech HaNano. Oruch. To Melilo Shibolim, it's Doraisa, Rabo Sai. Let's take a look over here. And I am Gimel. See it inside. Look inside, please. The Gemara says towards the very bottom of I am Gimel of the Bez. What does it say? Hadosh, Hamanapet, Hamanapet. Rashi has different interpretations. Rabbeinu Chananel, what does he say? Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm trying to find it right now. The pages are off a little bit. I know I saw it, but right now I'm not finding where it is. He says, this means Molim Melilos. Can you please find it for me? Where's the Rach? Somewhere. I'm also going to find it. It's here.
Middle of
Ayin Dal Ramah. Ayin Dal in the middle?
Hamanapet,
Mola, Shibolim. Yeah, where
is that? The first one is Hamanapet. It's like in the middle of the...
Hamanapet. Oh, very good. Thank you. It's right there. It's an Ayin Dal printed in an Ayin Dal Ramah Aleph. Hamanapet is at least bolded by me. No, if it's our first from the... Oh, go. Can Hamanapet, Mola, Shibolim. Thank you. So my clerk is Rashi in the Rach. Is it a Daraisa? Or is it the Rabbanan? Okay, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So now, Rashi says, Molim, this is the Rabbanan. Dosh Kaleach Hayad. Fine. We have the general rule by Yom Tov. If you could have done it before, it's also on Yom Tov. But Peshini is Mutter. Okay, Kalachayah. I have the following question to ask you. If Melila is a Shinoi, how does it help? Use your fingers. Put a double Shinoi. Ein Shinoi Chalal Shinoi. This is the Shinoi, as Rashi seems to say. So we need this one. Double Shinoi. A new one on me. A double Shinoi is better than a single Shinoi. I don't know if a Shinoi is Kalachayah. I don't know if it's one Shinoi, two Shinoi. What's going on? So the Eglei Tal says that when Rashi said Melila is a Shinoi, he didn't mean this kind of Melila. No, that's he'd be chayv. He meant this Melila. And he was relying on Yud Beis and Beitza on the Gemara and Yud Gimel. I'd love to show you, I can't. So that's the Chiddush of the Eglei Tal. Comes out. Poshim Tzad Rashi is not that way. Even regular Melila is a sub-machine. I think the answer is as follows. If you look at Rashi, you're dealing with Beis, you get an impression. Rashi has the following lashon. Bahai Shinui, the fingers, listen to the words of Rashi. Shinui boy me uvda de chol. Rashi threw in a whole new concept. Aside from lamentas v'lachas, that we're spending the whole year learning, there's also uvda de chol, the weekday activity. Rashi tells a whole lot of problems. From the perspective of lamentas v'lachas, of the malach of dash, even the lila itself is a shinui. Usually you bang, just between your hands, that's considered a shinui. Maybe the reason is, by definition, the amount is limited. I told you a few times. Quantity affects quality. Since the normal way to do dosh is to bang with a huge pile, the hands, by definition, are small. How much can you fit with your hands? By definition, it's small. So whatever has to be small by definition, we say, is a shinui. We'll see maybe it's more than just a regular shinui. A shinui. Your fingers are necessary, so it shouldn't be considered to be in the category of uvda dechol, Rabbosai. Uvda dechol. The Rambam has an expression. The Matir Limel B'Shinui. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. What does it say? Look inside the Mishnah Berurah again, right over here. Siva. Sikot Chaf. The Pnei Shenire Kedosh, and the Rambam says, in explaining why it's Mutter Peshinoi, Kedei Shaloye Nire Kedosh. What do you see? Without a Shinoi, it's only Nire Kedosh. What's the source? Rashi. Is that really true? I don't know if that's true. I thought Rashi holds that mola is really dosh. Dosh b'shinu. Nirek dosh means it's not really dosh at all. But they're really two different sheets. According to the Rambam, it's only nirek dosh. They're both against the Rach. The Rach holds it's mamish dosh midorais. The Sharatzian quotes it. So what's Tak Pshat and Rashi? The Sharatzian says like this. Look what he says. Again, the top line of Sharatzin. Had it been dosh proper, it would have been usher on Yantif. But the maskana, only with the Vietzpa, we can say, maybe it's an easy deraisa with your hands, but other on the simple pshat, no. And Uta the Chol, that's what we have to have the second shimon. Why, according to the Rambam, is it not dosh? I thought the pshat was, because as I said before, you can't fit more than one handful. It's not called like dosh. Where else do you find this concept, Rabbi Osai? I told you that when it comes to grinding, bikata de sakina, kufem aleph from an aleph, you're allowed to pulverize or grind or die with the handle. You know why I thought? A handle, by definition, is small. You have to fit in your hand. Handle, right? So to melilas with your hand, hands. Our hands are Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we're not gorillas. We have very small hands. So there's a limit how much we can do it with the hand. That's such a small amount. By definition, it's small. Okay, and really, I think it's an important yisod to explain some of the parameters of the din of melilas. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. We can say as follows. According to Rashi, the problem is if this analogy is correct, the kata of the sakina, let's take a look at the Gemara one more time. Kuf mem alef amud alef. Take a look. Kuf mem alef amud alef. Yes, the Rashi holds something by Yom Tov. We spoke about that a little while ago. It was by Shabbos. Hani pupuli midik. Made that kachod achod of a katan and sakin and shari. Kevin the Mishani, I feel of tuvanami. Keep that expression in mind, I'll say. Kevin the Mishani, I feel of tuvanami. Get those five words. How many words are they? Five words. Kevin the Mishani, I feel of tuvanami. Keep those five words in mind. Says Rashi. Chod achod, lav tochinu, el kalacha yad, to come Mishani. Shalom Berechayim and Shalom Abducha. Now wait a minute. The first Rashi gives an impression that it's kalachayat. The second Rashi says that it's not tofen at all. What's going on? It's a local ptur. Where the first Rashi sounds like it's a general din of kalachayat. So I want to say the following chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, since it's limited by the size of your hand, if by definition it's not called token at all, that's a local ptur. Says Rashi, but it also has to be abnormal. He have both together. Number one, it's limited by the size of the hand, and number two, it's abnormal. You don't really use your back of the handle to mash or dice something. It's both converge. It's hetagon. However, Abosai, when it comes to molar malilos, it's a normal activity. It's a normal activity. People do it. Many people do it that way. That's why it's awesome. Mishum uvda dechol. Uvda dechol. What about your fingers? I want to make the following suggestion. Here, Abosai, it's the same leniency for both. The back of the handle. When it comes to the malilos, true, it's a small amount. So therefore, we're not gonna say that the shinui of using your fingers is exactly the same factor which makes it small. No, the hand makes it small. I think it's a little bit smaller, but that doesn't matter really much. Since both the limiting quantity factor and the unusual factor, if they converge and come exactly together, it's mutter. That's the Gemara of Kufa Malaf Amar Alaf. That's Kata de Sakina. However, if not, they're not. Oh. Menapeach, we saw the Ramban, of course, before, but just the Rav quotes it on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Menapeach is a problem. It's a problem. What is the Malach of Menapeach? What would you say? Amazing, Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan says, Zore. Take a look. Right underneath where you saw before. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, right before we left off. After Menapeach is Molad Shibolim. Go a little bit further. He says, "In not beyond the Adam Tvua b'Tivna u'v'Psala Sheishba b'Nipeach ba b'Ruach Piri blue u'Birer Choshev u'Kizore." It's not only the wind of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the wind from your mouth. Zore. Is that fascinating, Rav? Fascinating, Rabbi Nachanan. Chai Mishum Zore. Amazing. Amazing. That's what it says. Rabbi Elchanan. So what does the Gemara say? So what's Menapeach, which is mutter? Gemara Yubeis and Medbeis. Can't mean to blow. If you blow, it's Zora. But the Rambam has a different interpretation of Menapeach in Masechta Maaseros. Minar miyad liyad. You pour from hand to hand. You pour things from hand to hand, so some of the psalms gets lost each time. So the Rambam says, the Rambam you may have, those who have the Eimishpat Amole, have it. Well, maybe you have it even over here, hold on a second. Yeah, it's in the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Sim Zayin. Look at Mechaber Sim Zayin. Her lovely little Shabbos, Mayor of Shabbos. Lo yanaba b'kno, b'tamchoy, lo b'shtayada. Ela menapeach, not with this, that doesn't blow. Biyodo achas b'chol kocho. So Bachlok looked at what to translate the word. What does Menapeach mean? Does it mean blow, as the Rachlam shot? He said Zoret. Or does it mean no? You bend down. One hand. Why? If you use two hands, your both sides, to move to the chol, hand to hand to hand to hand to hand. But one hand, what does that mean? You know what it means? It doesn't mean you bang it down. It means like this. leave the Orach HaShulchan Shin Yotes Sivchav Zayin. What he says. Take with your hand, pick up your hand, lower your hand, up and down, until the junk disappears. It's considered to be a shinu. The Orach HaShulchan says, that's what's mutter. To blow with your mouth, it's for sure mutter. How do I can say that? It's against Rabbi Nachanan. It's Yisrael Zohar. So I have a kash against Orach HaShulchan. How can he say, oh, what's the difference between your hand and your mouth? What's the difference? Why is your mouth chayav? So on both sides, it seems that we say as follows. When you have an activity, it sometimes admits of two possibilities in terms of characterizing it. What exactly is it? As I said a few times already, even today we mentioned it. The quantity affects how we label it. In a small amount, of both sides, a small amount, the Rambam has in the last daf in the Masech, the next last, Ein lush eleven meruba. Meruba means a lot. So it's a small amount, you can't call it kneading. What does it mean, kalacha yad? We said to keep saying, it's only a poter, it's never a matter. Whenever it's mutter, it means it's a local din. The general din only makes a ptur, the local din makes it mutter. What'll happen, Rabosai, if you take a little bit of flour, because the Ramban, there it's going to be usher anyway. Why? There's no other way to describe it. Other activities you can describe differently. We have no choices, by definition, kneading. So too over here. If you blow, there's no other definition. Blowing, by definition, is zoreh. If you move it from hand to hand, there are two ways to define it. Right? You can say, I'm just moving it from here to there. Who said I'm considering? I'm moving from here to there. Whenever there's another possibility of another definition, then we have room to be lenient. With absolutely no possibility of any other definition, then Rabosai, we have to say that it is going to be prohibited. So the blow is prohibited, no other definition. When it comes to moving from hand to hand, you can say it's moving from hand to hand. People move a lot of things from hand to hand. Adkan Rabosai, I think the pshat over here. I want to just and say one word about the parsha, so half a word, because it's menyana. There's a whole discussion recently in various sources I'm not going to talk about Hesech Hadas. For example, when the person was tefillin, just for example, there is a Easter of Hesech Hadas. It's supposed to focus on davening. There are people I know who are very mock, but not to talk even any secret betel in their tefillin, not to talk to anybody but learning and davening. So we're not so mock about it. But we certainly should be trying to, you know, do appropriate things in wearing tefillin. So I was told that, recently written somewhere, that unfortunately Klal Yisrael is very, very negligent. And people are wearing the tefillin and checking their emails and their texting and all kinds of things while they're wearing their tefillin. And that was used as somehow an opening to double the number of tefillin wearers. I'm not going into details right now. So I felt it's important just at the end of the shiur to tell you that the first part of the presentation is correct. You should try very hard not to be Messiah Das or wear tefillin. And it connects to the Parsha Shavua. But the Parsha Shavua, Hayar Sehech Das, also Kavachom and Mitzitz. Tzitz only one time, Kodesh Hashem, one chain. Tefillin has so many askaros. What does it mean, Kodesh Hashem? What's Kodesh Hashem? How do you interpret it? Rashi is Kodesh Hashem. It's Parsha. How do you understand? I understood it. Doesn't mean that the tzitzit is Kodesh Hashem. It's obvious. It means the Kohen is Kodesh Hashem. The Kohen wears things that Kodesh Hashem means he is Kodesh Hashem. The Yisrael Eser Hadas. My Rebbe, Zichron of the Bracha, would often speak to us about tefillin. Not just it's an act of mitzvah, but it's a concept, as what he just called his Briscoe language, the Chal Hashem and Gavra. It's a, you have Chalila B'chaz, a Karkafta, the Loma not tefillin. The person who doesn't wear tefillin. And on the contrary, an individual who wears tefillin, particularly tefillin Shiroshi, would emphasize, right, that you are the head that is adorned with tefillin transforms you into a totally different personality. But only, of course, if the tefillin is really something that you're focused on. I'll end with a story. The story is told, say about the Vilna Gaon, I say about others as well, that there was he was staying at an inn, and bandits came, and they were robbing the innkeeper of all the belongings. And the Vilna Gaon heard a ruckus, he came out. Of course, he always wore tefillin. And the bandits saw him, and they just ran for their life. They ran. So he said to the Vilna Gaon, the donkey, what happened? I guess he saw the tefillin, so they ran. Fast forward, a couple of weeks later, bandits come in again. Oh, no problem. Innkeeper goes into his room, puts on the tefillin, and goes, They beat him up and they take his money. Another month later, the Vilna Gaon walks in again, on the way back. The Rebbe, I don't understand. When you came out, the bandits ran away, you said something about tefillin. That didn't work with me. The Gemara has in the Sefer Brachos, it's a famous Gemara. Ro chol ami yaros, ki shem Hashem nikro lecha, v'yoro mimecha. Says the Gemara, eilu tefillin shebarosh. So when I came out, they ran away. No, no, he says. Doesn't say eilu tefillin she'al harosh. It's eilu tefillin shebirosh. That's the lesson of the Gemara. It means in order for the tefillin to have this effect of making you a garbra the monach tefillin, a karkafta the monach tefillin, a kodesh Hashem, from which the goyim will see you and they run away, has to be birosh, has to be in your head, that your whole mind is focused on this and this only. Then you reach this madrig. So Rabbosai, look at the Aruch HaShulchan, explains that's the reason why tefillin wearing is limited to a minimum nowadays, because we're not able to reach such a high madrig. But instead of saying, well, let's just go to the lowest common denominator, since we can't do it anyway, so anybody can do it, even if they're not Gufnok, even not Machshav Menachia, whatever it may be, without going into the details of the present controversy, we have to learn an opposite lesson. The lesson should be that we, who have no alternative to a tefillin, because the Kodesh Baruch commanded us, we are chayiv in tefillin, with sensations of Man Groma, we are chayiv in, Ramei ben Yavin. So we have to focus on the better. And instead of just, you know, saying, well, since we can't do it, no, that's the wrong attitude. To focus better. I don't want to make such chumras on you that, well, impossible to keep. There are those who will not see any word of anything shalom with their Torah with their tefillin on. I'm not going that far. There's room to be made on the shalom. Sorry about it, the whole this long discussion. But sort of inappropriate activity should not be done when the person's wearing tefillin. And it's b'chlal, the person's wearing tefillin, what are you doing with your gadgets, with your cell phones, with your emails, with your... Put it away, turn it off. It's a distraction at the worst time. You don't know what to be on it. You will look at your email and there's a dirty picture on a Chalila B'chas. It's bad enough all the time, Rahman al-Islam. Are you wearing a tefillin? So, we should take this whole discussion, Parshat Shavuot Kodesh Hashem, with the tzitz, Kavachom with the tefillin, that's not just that the tzitz and the tefillin are holy, which is for sure, but we have to be holy. So we're not the magic of the Kohen Gadol, we're not the base of Mikdash, but whatever level you can possibly reach by the proper wearing of tefillin, the proper understanding of what tefillin is all about, we should try to do B'siyat HaShemayim. Good Shabbos to one and all.